Language Course, Book 14, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the paragraphs.
In the United States, the armed forces are the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. The officers and enlisted men and women in the Army, Navy, and Air Force learn to work on land or sea or in the air. Marine Corps personnel must train for all three kinds of work. The people in these services usually don't receive the same training or do the same jobs. Their ranks and insignia are often not the same. They have different uniforms, grades, and assignments, but their duty is the same. They must serve their country.
Repeat the underlined words in the paragraphs. Armed forces. Armed forces. Marine Corps. Marine Corps. Enlisted. Enlisted. Personnel. Personnel. Train. Train. Services. Services. Training. Training. Insignia. Insignia. Grades. Grades. Assignments. Assignments. Duty. Duty. Serve. Serve. Now look at the paragraphs and answer the questions. Number 1. What are the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps called? The Armed Forces. Repeat. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force. And the Marine Corps are called the Armed Forces. Number 2. There are two kinds of ranks in the armed forces. Some personnel are officers. What are the other personnel? They're enlisted. Repeat. The armed forces have officer and enlisted personnel. Number 3. Where must Marine Corps personnel be able to work? On land and sea and in the air. They train to work everywhere. Repeat. Marines train to work everywhere. Number 4. Do the armed services usually have different training, jobs, and uniforms? Yes, they do. Repeat. The services have different training, jobs, and uniforms. Number 5. Are there other things about the services that can be different? Yes, there are. Sometimes their ranks and insignia are not the same. Repeat. Their ranks and insignia can also be different. Now look at figure 2. Listen to this sentence and write the missing word. Number 1. An assignment is the same as a job. Number 2. A rank and a grade are the same. Number 3. People in the military are military personnel. Number 4. The armed forces are also called the armed services. Number 5. The insignia on a military uniform shows a person's rank. Number 6. Military personnel must do their jobs. That's their duty. Number 7. While they're in training, people are learning and practicing a job. Listen to the sentence again and check your answer. Then repeat the sentence. Number 1. An assignment is the same as a job. Repeat. An assignment is the same as a job. Number 2. A rank and a grade are the same. Repeat. A rank and a grade are the same. Number 3. People in the military are military personnel. Repeat. People in the military are military personnel. Number 4. The armed forces are also called the armed services. Repeat. The armed forces are also called the armed services. Number 5. The insignia on a military uniform shows a person's rank. Repeat. The insignia on a military uniform shows a person's rank. Number 6. Number 6. Military personnel must do their jobs. That's their duty. Repeat. Military personnel must do their jobs. That's their duty. Number 7. While they're in training, people are learning and practicing a job. Repeat. While they're in training, people are learning and practicing a job. Now look at figure 3 and answer the questions. Number 1. Does the chart show officers' ranks and insignia? Yes, it does. Repeat. It shows officers' ranks and insignia. Number 2. There are 10 different officer ranks in each of the armed services. Does the chart show all of them? No, it doesn't. What does it show? The first 6 ranks. Repeat. It shows only the first 6 ranks. Number 3. Are the Navy ranks different from the ranks of the other services? Yes, they are. Repeat. The Navy ranks are different from the ranks of the other services. Number 4. The insignia on the shoulders and sleeves of a Navy officer's uniform are not like those of the other services. Are the insignia on the collar the same? Yes, they are. Repeat. The collar insignia is the same in all the services. Look at the underlined words and repeat them. Captain. Captain. Commander. Commander. Lieutenant Commander. Lieutenant Commander. Lieutenant. Lieutenant. Lieutenant Junior Grade. Lieutenant Junior Grade. Ensign. Ensign. Now look at the chart again and answer the questions. Number 1. Is a Navy captain's rank the same as an Air Force captain's rank? No, it isn't. A Navy captain is the same as an Air Force colonel. Repeat. A Navy captain is the same as an Air Force colonel. Their pay grade is 06. Repeat. Their pay grade is 06. Number 2. What Navy rank is the same as Lieutenant Colonel? Commander. Repeat. Commander is the same as Lieutenant Colonel. Number 3. What insignia do commanders and lieutenant colonels wear on their collars? A silver leaf. Repeat. Their collar insignia is a silver leaf. Number 4. Which ranks have the grade of 04? Lieutenant Commander and Major. Repeat. Lieutenant Commanders and Majors are 04s. Number 5. Are a Marine Lieutenant and a Navy Lieutenant the same? no, they aren't. Repeat, a Marine lieutenant is not the same as a Navy lieutenant. Number 6. Is Lieutenant Junior Grade an Army rank? No, it isn't. It's a Navy rank. Repeat. Lieutenant Junior Grade is a Navy rank. Look at figure 4. Look at the underlined words and repeat them. Petty officer. Petty officer. Corporal. Corporal. Seaman. Seaman. Private. Private. Recruit. Recruit. Now look at figure 5. Look at the chart and listen to the sentence. Circle T if the sentence is true. Circle F if the sentence is false. Listen to the example. A petty officer first class is the same as a staff sergeant. The sentence is true. A petty officer first class is the same as a staff sergeant. Listen and circle T. Or F. Number 1. An Air Force Technical Sergeant is an E6. Number 2. Army and Air Force Staff Sergeants are the same. Number 3. Petty officer third class is a higher rank than petty officer second class. Number 4. An Air Force sergeant has the same rank as a Marine sergeant. Number 5. Army and Marine corporals are E4s. Number 6. The Marine Corps is the only service that has lance corporals. Number 7. Airman First Class is a higher grade than Airman. Number 8. The lowest enlisted rank in the Navy is seaman recruit. Listen and check your answers. Number one is true. Repeat, an Air Force technical sergeant is an E6. Number two is false. A staff sergeant in the Army is an E6. An Air Force staff sergeant is an E5. Repeat, Army and Air Force staff sergeants are not the same. Number three is false. Petty officer second class is a higher, not a lower, rank than petty officer third class. Repeat. Petty officer second class is a higher rank than petty officer third class. Number four is false. An Air Force sergeant is an E4, and a Marine sergeant is an E5. Repeat, an Air Force sergeant does not have the same rank as a Marine sergeant. Number five is true. Repeat, Army and Marine corporals are E4s. Number six is true. Repeat, the Marine Corps is the only service that has lance corporals. Number seven is true. Repeat, Airman First Class is a higher grade than Airman. Number eight is true. Repeat, the lowest enlisted rank in the Navy is Seaman Recruit. This is the end of tape 1A, book 14.